with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says he made the right choice by deciding to nominate Kevin Warsh to lead the Federal Reserve.
He's very smart, very good, strong, young, pretty young, and I think he's going to do a good. I mean, he was the central casting guy that people wanted.
Warsh once supported higher interest rates to fight inflation, but more recently has backed lower rates. Two Republican senators have pledged to block President Trump's nominee for the Federal Reserve. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains why.
GOP Senators Tom Tillis and Lisa Murkowski won't support the president's Fed pick unless the criminal investigation into current Fed Chair Jerome Powell is resolved. The senators object to the Justice Department's investigation, and Powell himself has called it a pretext by the Trump administration to force him to lower rates. Tillis described nominee Kevin Warsh as a great qualified candidate, but is concerned about the president undermining the credibility and the independence of the Fed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some states, like North Carolina, are getting a double dose of winter this weekend.
Much of North Carolina was coated in a thick sheet of ice last week, causing stores to run out of just about everything. This weekend, the prediction is for heavy snow in some areas, followed by strong wind, as another wave of dangerous cold is predicted for the south, all the way up the eastern coastline to Maine. Originally from Alaska, Dan McClellan says he's ready for the cold snap to be over.
It's been difficult.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Several people are injured after gunfire broke out at a Mardi Gras parade in Clinton, Louisiana. Local outlets report at least three people were shot, possibly as many as six, and possibly a child was shot. The shooting occurred during the Mardi Gras in the country celebration. This is SRN News. The center of global religious persecution is shifting.
Open Doors U.S. puts out an annual list of the places where it is most dangerous to be a Christian, and in decades past, it used to be the Middle East, plain and simple. But over the past 10 years or so, sub-Saharan Africa has become a growing problem. Checking the 2026 World Watch List reveals that seven of the top 20 worst countries for Christians are in Africa versus six that are in the Middle East. Muslim terrorism is the problem in all of them. Michael Harrington reporting.
The UN World Food Program says more than a million people in northeastern Nigeria could lose access to emergency food and nutrition aid within weeks unless funding is secured and violence and hunger surge in the region. Northern Nigeria is bedeviled by two Muslim terrorist organizations which are preying on Christians and destabilizing the entire area. The violence has displaced around 3.5 million people in recent months. This is SRN News. Economist Steve Moore believes Minnesota isn't the only state experiencing widespread fraud.
We now know what's happening in California. We know what's happening in New York. These liberal cities are gaming the system, encouraging people to fraudulently apply for all this money as a way to, as an economic stimulus for their cities and states. And it cannot stand.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says he expects the U.S. to take some kind of military action against the Iranian regime.
I can't imagine that the president has moved so many massive assets to the Middle East region and is not going to use them. You take out a pistol and don't use it, it projects weakness and not strength, and you become basically a Barack Obama not enforcing a red line.
Air travelers in the U.S. without a real ID or other acceptable form of ID are subject now to a fee starting yesterday. This is SR.